2019 MTV Video Music Awards. Let's go. We're going to talk about the symbolism, the hidden messages behind the high-profile ritual that is known as the VMAs. Every year we talk about it because every year there's something going on. The MTV is behind the culture creation. Don't let them tell you that music is not influential, because that is a lie, my friends. Yes, indeed. So what happened Monday, August 26th, 2019, at the VMAs? The theme that I found there was, of course, creating the new world, because that is the name of the game. Through a coordinated set of symbols, themes, and messages, they showed us more of the big agenda. Now, some may say, well, Isaac, you're looking a little too hard at this, buddy. It's just a bunch of good old-fashioned musicians getting together, having a good time singing songs, giving out the prizes. Nope. Call them fake news on that one. They, of course, are infiltrating the minds of the youth, telling them what to believe, telling them what to think. You know? And we're going to get into that today. I'm going to tell you why. One thing I did notice was the lack of hip-hop artists in this one. In the past, in the previous years, we saw the rise of hip-hop becoming more of the mainstream pop music than before. And I noticed there were no real hip-hop artists here, which is kind of odd, especially considering how in 2019, the female rappers are, they're going hard. Going hard in the paint. Young M.A., Sweetie, Cardi B., Nicki Minaj, Shitty Girls, Megan Thee Stallion. Where were all of these artists? Something's going on there. Can't quite put my finger on it. What about Miguel? Remember when Miguel drop-kicked that girl? He drop-kicked the girl? Was that the VMAs or was that the Billboards? It doesn't matter. There was not enough hip-hop and drop-kicks to the head this year. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the hip-hop. And there's a big thing going around. Top 50 rappers. Who's your top 50? Who you got? I've been thinking about this. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to approach this. Do groups count? Or does it have to be individual rappers? Because, like Wu-Tang, the collective is, the whole is greater than the individuals, I think. What do they say? The sum of the individuals greater than the, you know what I'm saying. Because if you're going by groups, I got Wu-Tang, Nonfiction, Jedi Mind Tricks, top five, easy. More to come on that. Not that you care. Oh, dear. I think Lil Wayne's the greatest rapper of all time. I feel like he is. I feel like he's the most consistent. 20 years. I remember the first time I heard him, I said, what the hell is this crap? He was on your boy Juvie's album. I listened to your boy Juvie. And, you know, I don't know. He's pushing good music. Anyway, I don't want to get off track. Something I do often. Let's talk about the VMAs. Started out Taylor Swift flexing on Ariana Grande as the new leader of the gay rights movement. She had all the homo things, all the rainbows, all the drag queens. So if you're squeamish about that kind of stuff, maybe the VMAs were not for you this year. In fact, there was an article, Taylor Swift demanded MTV come through with the drag queens for her performance. That's right. And as you know, your boy Isaac, I don't care about that kind of stuff. It doesn't bother me any. I got gay friends. Is that like when white people say they got black friends, so thus they cannot be racist? Is that what that means? I don't know. Look, I could care less about where people place their genitals. I'm just saying that this was a thing. Taylor Swift, really? She's the face of gay pride now? Get out of here with that nonsense, right? Her and Ariana, fake news. But that was the thing, right? And then, of course, even on there was an article I read about the presence of the non-binary outfits from these artists, like Lil Nas X, who, of course, the gay country rapper, wearing the non-binary outfit is what they're saying. What's the point behind all that? Is it the destruction of the family unit? Is it the destruction of societal norms? I don't know if it's that. I feel like there's been gay people around for many hundreds and hundreds of years. Is it the evolution of man and woman into something else, into something new? Could be. Because, and here's why, Lil Nas X and Missy Elliott both had these transhuman-esque dancers looking like robots, doing the robot dance. Because the way forward in the Illuminati New Age is the evolution of man into something better. That's what the symbol of the spiral is, why you see that so often. Evolving man into something greater. Why does man need to improve? Well, it's because the world as we know it was created by the oppressive God. They need to usher in the new one, the better version, surpassing God, becoming God, as it were. And as part of that, they seem to be pushing the evolution through alien intelligence. Yes, indeed. The same alien intelligence that inspired Mr. Aleister Crowley to write the Book of the Law through AWAS, the Praetor Human Intelligence. The original gray alien Lamb talking to Crowley. All this stuff plays into what we're witnessing with science fiction and pop culture and the VMAs. It's the new religion of the perennial philosophy, panpsychism, this connected global consciousness stuff. All these religions. And if you look at the perennial philosophy, if you were to boil that down, that basically says all religions are pointing to this singular universal truth, this spiritualism. And Father Seraphim Rose talked about this in the 60s in Orthodoxy and the New Religion, Religion of the Future. I don't know the title off the top of my head, but he talks about that. He talks about the deluding Christianity by being too inclusive of other religions. Specifically, Orthodoxy is what he's referring to. And that is not the spirit of things today, right or wrong. But yeah, Father Seraphim Rose knew about this many years ago, and he talked about this, the agenda behind science fiction, the pushing for occult powers into mankind through superheroes. But the true God of the Illuminate, confirm me, is wisdom. They say it's the wisdom and the intellect that they need, and they need this to perfect man so that man can become God through technology. Man will create the technology to become God, and this technology is, of course, the transhuman movement, transforming us into something greater. And we could riff into that all day long. With the digital consciousness upload, all that kind of stuff. And Missy Elliott, if you thought I wasn't going to pick on her a little more, she showed us a little bit of that Project Blue Beam. She got blue beamed up above the crowd if you saw her performance. She was floating around in the skies there above the crowd. At least that's what it appeared to be on my screen. I don't know what the crowd saw. I did not get my invitation to go to the VMAs this year, shockingly enough. But on the screen, from what I saw on my boob tube, that's what it looked like. It looked like she was levitating above the crowd. The technology has definitely progressed, my friends. And in her, she performed a compilation of songs. Which, by the way, to go back to the rappers and the females, I'm kind of surprised we didn't see anything. You know, they're giving out the award. I think it was the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award, which was so controversial. Because, of course, MJ fandangling on them kitties. Do you think he did that? Do you watch the new Dave Chappelle special? He makes a reference to it as if it was not happening. As if the accusers, Wade Robson, James Safechuck, made up those allegations, which maybe they did. I don't know. I wasn't there. But would I be shocked that a grown man who obsesses over Peter Pan and nonsense-ass Disney crap and builds train sets and has playrooms and all this weird stuff and has sleepovers as a grown man? Am I surprised that he's touching little kids? Hell no. I believe he's doing it. I believe he did it. And on that same note, I'm with Dave Chappelle in the sense that, like, hey, you know, that doesn't mean we need to throw the catalog away. You know, Billie Jean, that's a good jam. Why are we talking about Michael Jackson? Oh, yeah, Missy Elliott. Oh, yeah. So, she got the Vanguard MJ Award. And it's curious because you wouldn't have all these rappers today, all these female rappers, like I mentioned earlier, without your Little Kims and your Foxy Browns. They paved the way for all this stuff. So it's kind of weird they jumped right to that, but, you know, I guess you can't, and in fact, at the end, they had a little hip-hop presentation, and Queen Latifah was in there. That was cool, whatever. So, Missy Elliott, she does the Pass That Dutch song, and you see the UFO projected above the audience, and it even abducts a man, sucks a man up into it. Now, I don't know if the crowd saw it. Again, I wasn't there. But to me, it looked very realistic. Now, this, of course, supports the idea that they, whoever they are perfecting a technology to fake the UFO alien invasion. Why would they do that? Well, it's because they need to consolidate power. Global government stuff, right? And the Project Blue Bean is the idea that this will all happen very soon. And that's why Ancient Aliens exist. That's why all these movies about the aliens and the UFOs exist. That's why Bob Lazar is talking about how he saw an alien. It's all coordinated to make us believe in the reality of it. Do I believe in aliens and UFOs? Kind of. Kind of. I don't really know. I'm more along the lines of if they exist, it's an interdimensional thing. That's where I'm at currently. I'm doing a lot of research into this topic. I think these are the same sort of entities that we have been reading about for hundreds of years. All these ancient occultists get in touch with these things, right? It's no different. Now, these dancers for Missy Elliott, you'll notice they had the triangle and the smiley faces on their shirts, and the smiley faces had one singular eye, the all-seeing eye, the pineal gland. The third eye is opened. They are aware of the great work, the desires of their handlers. The, Lucifer, of course, the bringer of intellect and the bringer of wisdom to mankind. Lucifer fell from the heavens. In the book of Ezekiel, we can read that. He is the fallen angel and the first alien sighting, first UFO sighting. It sounds crazy to you and I, but they take this very seriously. These secret societies of people channeling aliens, trying to prove that we've been visited. These secret groups of scientists that meet up and look at these alien artifacts. We can read about these in the books, like from Diane Paluska. We can read about them in, there was another book. Oh, dear. Oh, goodness. There was another book. I'll get into it later. If I think of it, I'll come back to that. But basically, you got to understand that there's these groups of people, and it's kind of a secret group, meaning they don't advertise their membership. But once you dig around enough, you can find this group. And they authentically believe in it, and they are trying to bring about disclosure to the masses. People like Stephen Greer, perhaps, might be in it. Dr. Stephen Greer, the guy who made the documentary called Sirius on, I think it's on Netflix. Might not be anymore, but it was about going out in the desert, meditating, trying to bring these aliens here. You think that we're making this up, but we're not. These occultists are channeling these entities. Speaking of channeling, there's an artist, and her name is Normani I am unfamiliar with her works, but she was performing nonetheless. And on the stage, there looked to be, to my astonished eyes, a magical sigil, an Enochian stage magic, maybe. And of course, we don't know what it means. I couldn't tell you what it means because that's not how magic works. There was some kind of sigil on the stage, and I don't know what it means. In fact, I was reading through Alan Greenfield's Secret Cipher of the UFO Knots. UFO Knots, of course, a reference to these people trying to make contact with these aliens, trying to kill us all. And I'm going to read you a little passage here. The names are meant to convey a second, more important meaning, but only for those able to decode it. Like the old alchemical ciphers, the messages of the contactees are meant to be truly truly understood only by deep initiates in possession of the code out of which the cipher was constructed. To be truly understood only by the deep initiates. So deep. These initiates are so deep in the message. All the way. They're all the way deep in the message. And that is why you see this symbol on the stage. 90, I don't know, I got no number, no, nothing to support this claim, but I'm going to say 98% of the population had no idea that that was even a symbol on the stage. The other 1% are you and I talking about it. And then the other 1% are those that understand, the initiates who understand. Now, if I were hard pressed to guess what this symbol meant, I'd see the triangle connected to the circle. And you know what that means? You know what that means. You've been listening long enough, haven't you? Well, of course, the magician stands in the circle and calls upon the entity, whether that be a demon, an angel, a devil, a demon, a doe, a deer, a female deer, into the triangle. That is why Jay-Z and Beyonce are doing the triangle. They are manifesting energy, entities through the triangle. And that's what's on stage. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, I will post images. Go to my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe. Tell a friend. At Isaac Weishaupt. On the Instagram, I will share these images with you. We're coming up to the end here, folks. Glad you stuck it out so far. Next performance I saw, well, this is the last one worth talking about here, folks. Bugs Bunny, the Latino rapper with the, I think his name is Bad Bunny. He's very famous. I talked about him recently because there's an article about nihilism in pop culture, and it talks specifically about the Bugs Bunny rapper and his nihilism attitudes, which lead to YOLO lifestyles, right? Which lead to occult spiritualism. That's right. Because the nihilism leads to apathy and doubting in the existence of a god or any purpose for being here. But that'll drive you mad. So you have to find some kind of purpose, some kind of higher energy. So that will lead you down the path of occultism, where you can channel entities and energies and all the greatest things in life. But anyways, Bugs Bunny on stage performing. There was an all-seeing eye walking around on stage with him and smiley faces with lightning bolts through the eyes. Of course, the lightning bolts. What do they reference? You know the answer. That's right, Lucifer, who fell like lightning from the heavens. The first alien, the first UFO to drop from the skies. The lightning represents Lucifer. And like I said, I'm going to share all these images at Isaac Weishaupt on Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt on Instagram. Or you can go to IlluminatiWatcher.com and find the links to stuff. Yeah, but that's it. That was all the stuff I saw. The last performance, of course, was a hip-hop get-together. And what happened to Tretch from Naughty by Nature? They had him wearing some weird bondage suit. He looked a little too snug around the waistline. He's been eating too many GMOs. I don't know what's going on. He needs to CrossFit. Do you even CrossFit, bro? Do you even paleo, bro? Come on, man. Come on, Tretch. But, yeah, that was cool, man. I liked Redman. The performances were fine. Ice-T should have performed. I like Ice-T. But yeah, that was it. That was the whole show. I'm not going to keep you up. I know you've got more to get to, as do I, okay? I'm busy too. I have got an analysis for you. Have you seen the new horror film Ready or Not? Well, I did, and I'm going to share the analysis with you next. That's why I have to go. I have to prepare my analysis for you, where you're going to learn about the Faustian Pact, satanic symbolism, Saturnian symbolism. It was all right there. And I'm going to give you the big reveal as to why that ending was the way it was. Plot spoilages all over the place. So go watch that movie and subscribe to my podcast. Come back, because I'm going to break down the truth for you. Don't read the nonsense BuzzFeed articles. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. And then I got more. I got an Epstein show I'm doing for the Patreon supporters. You can go sign up, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. And by the way, I created an index of all the bonus content you can get as a Patreon supporter. You can see that on the thank you page after you sign up. And you can go there now, even on the description of why I've started the Patreon page. You can read it. I got a link there. Check it out. See what you think. What's that worth to you? It's a lot of hours of content. And you're going to get the big Epstein show, because I'm not sharing the Epstein show on the free feed. What is you, stupid? I'm not trying to get bodied for the Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? And you know what else I'm doing for you? I've got a Kardashian show. It's all coming up. Subscribe to the podcast. Like and subscribe. Go to my Instagram right now, at Isaac Weisop. I'm going to post these images on there. So I know you want to see what I'm talking about when I talk about Enochian symbolism on the stage. UFOs sucking up people on Missy Elliott's stage. It's all right there. As always, stay woke.